now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Fredericks News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. I'm Dave Serio. It's great to be with you. Live broadcast the 20th of July, and I would love to talk to you. As Frank mentioned, the phone number is a toll-free number, toll-free from anywhere in the country, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Talk cars. So you're listening in Frederick, maybe Hagerstown, or West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C. Wherever you're listening, you can give us a call toll free 866-96-TALK-CARS. Just like Miss Judy did. We've got Judy on the line. Good morning to you, Judy.
Oh, good morning to you too, Dave. I'm sorry for being so soon here.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. We appreciate the call.
I tried to get you on your other station, but I was a little late.
It gets kind of crazy there sometimes.
That's okay. I'm sorry. You probably had this question a few times, but
okay.
I have a 2011 Outback.
Uh-huh.
And I have 33,000 miles on it.
Okay, low mileage. Uh-huh.
Runs pretty good. Has a new battery. Mm-hmm. I did the 30,000 mile, checkup.
30,000
miles. All the work you're supposed to do at 30,000 miles.
Sure.
Excuse me. But I've noticed that, and not just since we've been having this hot weather, but I've noticed that sometimes when I pull out of a parking space or start the car up, or not start it up, but, you know, just starting to move it.
Sure.
It might, what I call a shiver.
Okay.
Or a shake. Not a bad one, just something that brings your attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of wondering what might be causing that?
Well, it could be normal. A lot of the newer automobiles, you have what's called drive-by-wire. And what that means is you do not have a cable between your gas pedal and your engine. Now, I don't want that to scare you. All cars are like that. But they drive by sensor. And it could be just a slight of all little delay in that gas pedal. Now, mm-hmm. Make sure that your floor mat is completely away from the gas pedal.
Yes, it is.
But that probably is what you're feeling, just a little bit of the drive-by sensor. It happens occasionally, and it happens on all cars that are designed that way. So I wouldn't be extremely worried. If the check engine light is not on, then the mm-hmm. computer has not recognized the problem. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't be concerned about it at this time.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
One more little question.
Sure.
Uh-huh. When it rains, my backup camera gets foggy, and I don't know how to eliminate that.
Well, it's probably the camera itself in the back. You probably have a little bit of there's a seal there that is supposed to prevent all moisture from getting in there,
mm-hmm.
and it possibly is a situation where some moisture is getting in there. So, unfortunately, it's like a headlight, for example. If you see a headlight once in a while that has a little bit of moisture in there on mm-hmm. the heavy, there's not much you can do about that other than replace the camera. So,
I don't think I want to do that.
No, and it's not under yeah. it's not under warranty anymore. So they're not going to cover that for you. So that's a live it with it. That's a live with it situation.
Well, you're relieving my mind as far as that shuttering is concerned. But
sure.
I know that I've been told by more than one place that I should think about getting the timing belt replaced.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's a timing chain engine, I think.
Okay, it's a Subaru.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know myself. But
I would have to check that myself. It's one of those borderline years where most of the engines were timing chains. You can go on the internet and you can Google your vehicle and actually put it there, timing chain or timing belt.
Okay.
If it is a belt, you're not anywhere near ready yet. Okay.
Oh.
Even though you've got 8 years on it, I think you've got about two more years before you have to worry about it because of the mileage that you have on that vehicle.
Oh, so, well, these places are putting fear into you. What if it breaks down while you're out on the highway, and then you're stuck, and then it's going to cost a lot of money? And yeah, I know that. Approximately how much money are we talking about?
Well, if the timing belt itself just needs to be replaced, you're probably talking about $800 or $900. If it does engine damage, you're probably talking about $3,000. So that's what they're trying to save you from. But I think you're okay for another year at least. I would say probably 9 years or 10 years, you're okay on a timing belt with that kind of mileage. So.
Well, I sure appreciate your help today. You've been very informational, and I
no problem.
Enjoy talking to you and try not to be out in the heat too much.
I hear that. Keep hydrated, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Dave. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Judy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. We've only got about a minute before we got to take a break, and we're going to get Mike up there. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm good, Dave. How about yourself?
Good. We're just going to say hi, howdy, and all that good stuff. Then we're going to take a break. And when we come back, you've got an interesting tip of the week, because I've already heard it. And you also have some car shows, right?
I do. Even in this brutal weather, we have two car shows that we'll talk about because of charity show.
Sounds good. When we come back, we'll do that. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on his way. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. Free Talk 930 WFMD. And a broken down car and a mispronunciation at the same time. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11. Free Talk 930 WFMDs, you ought to know. Since 2004, we've been talking about cars and hopefully helping some folks out. One of the guys that helps us help folks out is Mr. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Once again, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave.
And you help us out by giving us helpful tips on how to keep our cars clean and their cars. And today is a great one because we're talking about glass. And I know how much you enjoy doing glass.
I do. It's my favorite thing.
It's your favorite part of the automobile. You can, you know, to have yourself contortioned in the back seat of a coupe that is doing the inside of the back glass is your favorite, I'm sure.
It is. As you know, as flexible as I am with all this hardware I've got, I mean, it's just an enjoyable experience.
One of the most difficult, I think, ever was the BMW 8 Series.
Yes.
That has got to be one of the most difficult glasses. I know I had that tinted, and I said to the guy, Godspeed, okay? Godspeed.
Yes.
And he did it perfectly, by the way. But, you know, unbelievable. I couldn't even get in there to clean it, and this guy was tinting it. So, amazing. So, anyway.
Yeah, I'm also very fortunate to do a couple of the high-end Porsches with the ladder rack that's built into the inside of the car.
Oh, yes.
And that's that makes it just a little more interesting to get around all the pipes and stuff to get to the glass.
And, you know, people always used to comment about the Japanese cars because they were difficult to work on if you were like over 5'6" and over 160 pounds. But the Germans are large people, okay?
Yes.
And they make
they
these
are.
Cars that are impossible to get to.
Yes.
Well,
we digress.
we both do. But let's talk about glass. Come on.
Okay. Sure. I'm going to talk about a really easy do-it-yourself project that will make life in bad weather much more enjoyable driving. And cleaning the car,
and you finally get to a time that Maryland has decent weather, and here we are talking about bad weather.
Well, yeah, it's always time to do it before you get the weather, and then you go, man, I should have done that.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about coating your glass, and it's easy for the do-it-yourselfer. We here at the shop we use the products only, so we professional product, meaning between retail and professional, it's more of the active ingredient, which makes it a little more difficult to do. So you have to have a little more experience. The consumer products are made to be just that, for consumers to do it easily. so what a coating will do is give you a protective barrier between the glass and the environment, and that will make it easier to take the ice and snow off the glass. It will make it easier for the rain to shed off your glass. Most of the time, 25, 30 mile an hour, unless you're in a torrential downpour, you probably won't even need your wipers. I also recommend that you do the back window. That keeps the dirt and things from and grit from building up on the back glass, which is just from the way the car is designed. The wind seems to bring all the dirt back up on the back, especially the SUVs and things like that.
Right.
So what you want to do is pick out a kit. Most of these products all come in a kit that's enough to do all the glass on a car, or you can do a couple of windshields and a couple of back windows out of one kit. The kits run anywhere from $40 to $50, and if you just Google ceramic coating for glass on the Internet, you'll come up with all kinds of different
brands. Oh, you'll come up with a million things, yes. Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, so you want to follow the directions. I know that kind of is counterintuitive.
Whoa, wait a minute. You never said we had to follow the directions.
Yes, you do. You need to follow the directions.
Right. That's why we have you. That's why we have you, so we don't have to read those things.
I will tell you. Then you want to probably going to start out polishing your glass just to get all the embedded dirt and contaminants off the glass, and that's very easy to do. You can do it by hand. You don't need a special machine or anything like that. And then you're going to want to clean your glass with your automotive glass cleaner, mm-hmm. and then you're going to want to apply the product just like the directions say, and most of the time you're going to let it cure for about 5 or 10 minutes. And wipe it off. Mm-hmm. And when you're done, you're probably going to want to keep it out of the water for probably at least 24 hours, but to be on the safe side. And then you're pretty much done. It should take you all of, to do a windshield, probably take you 15 to 20 minutes. So it's a very easy do-it-yourself-at-home project. The big thing people make a mistake on, though, is not cleaning the wiper blades. If you have blades that are in really good shape, meaning taking some alcohol and a paper towel and wiping the dead rubber off the wiper blades.
Right.
And then, or replacing your blades before you go in the rain and you figure out that the little rubber strip is dangling behind the blade.
Right.
So you want to keep a really good eye on your wiper blades. That not only keeps you safe in the bad weather, but it keeps you from scratching your glass, and it keeps the coating lasting much longer. So that's the basics of it. It's very simple to do, and I think once you do it, you'll be like, man, I should have done this years ago.
The main importance is for you to look cool going down the road without your wipers on when it's raining.
That's the real
reason. We know that for you, Mike, because you are that kind of guy. You're the cool kind of guy. No wipers on. So you don't need no wipers, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, as long as you can exceed the legal limit, you probably won't even need your wipers.
There you go. All right, now that we've broken every federal and state law known to man, let's talk about car shows, huh?
Okay. So I have two of them today. They're really good charity shows. The first thing I will say is the two things I remember from the fire department is the sticky side of the Band-Aid goes down,
uh-huh.
and that heat will kill you real fast. So please, if you're going to these shows, drink water before you go, during the show, and after the show. And just remember, heat will make you real sick real fast. So please be careful when you go outside today.
Okay. Gotcha.
So today we have the Bel Air Corvette Club Boulevard at Box Hill Show. It's at 3491 Merchant Boulevard in Abington, Maryland.
It's a heck of a trek, but it's well worth it.
Okay, and it's where the Wegmans and JCPenney are, they tell me.
Gotcha.
This will benefit the Harford County Deputy Sheriff's Benevolent Fund, and it is registration is from 8:30 to 10:30, so it's almost over for registration.
Right.
But the Corvettes are $30, and any other car which is welcome. They are asking for a donation to be made.
Gotcha.
Show is until 1 p.m., and trophies are at 1:30.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then we have the Catoctin Breeze Vineyard. It's having their fourth annual Wine and Wheels Show, and it is 15010 Rockley Road in Thurmont. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly.
How's it spelled?
I'm sorry?
How is it spelled?
R-O-C-K-L-Y.
Okay.
Rockley?
Okay. I'm going to go that way, too.
Okay. And that is put on by our friends at the Golden Gears Car Club, the same people that put on the fantastic show at the Dynamic Automotive.
You got it.
Facility. And that it benefits the Children's Cancer Recovery Fund, and it is for classic and modern cars. There will be a top 10 awards given out for the public voting, and registration is $10. The first 30 cars get dash plaques. And general admission is $18 if you're over the age of 18. Anybody under 18 is free.
And wear your hat and drink plenty of fluids, mostly water would be great.
Yes.
Okay.
No beer and wine today. I know it's a vineyard, but you want to stay off of that.
Well, 410 833-1632 is Mike's phone number. Give him a call during the week if you have a question about detailing or anything to do with the interior or exterior of your vehicle. And, of course, the Shine Shop is on the web at theshineshopautodetailing.com. And, of course, you're on Facebook and Instagram. You guys should be following them at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Michael, thank you so much. Appreciate you being with us today, buddy.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure. I look forward to it.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's drop Mike and go right to Jim. Good morning, Mr. Jim. How you doing?
Great. Good. Keeping cool here, staying inside today. With
smart
the
moves. Smart move.
Yep. Okay. I have an old goat here, a 1995 Volvo 850 non-turbo station wagon. We love the car. Got almost 266,000 on it.
Very good. Yeah, they get some high mileage on those guys.
That is a very smooth-running engine. It's a great car. My wife and I love the car, except that the AC is no longer working. We're not going to fix that. We already spent a lot of money over the years on that. But the issue that we are concerned about is occasionally you drive the car, you get in the car, you turn the key, and there's no crank.
Okay.
This is a known problem on these 850 models, okay, being a longtime Volvo.
Sure.
So we, in the past, we had the PNP, park neutral park switch, that tells the car's computer what gear the transmission's in. And if you're not in park or neutral, it will not allow the starter to crank.
We call it in America a neutral safety switch. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So we had that guy replaced over the many years, several times. But we had strange issues when that went bad, such as the transmission would go into limp mode. It would stay in third gear, wouldn't shift. That's what it does. So we're not having that issue. We just have the issue, you turn the key and you hear a clunk and no start. We had the starter rebuilt a number of years ago.
Well, that sounds like the starter.
So what we
again.
Do is you put your foot on the brake, master brake.
Uh-huh.
You turn the key to the on position.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, it lets you shift out of park, and you row it down to low, and then back to park, and then you turn the key to off, and turn, and then crank it, and it will crank immediately and start instantly.
Well, then I would assume that maybe your linkage on your shifter is possibly getting a little worn, and you're showing park up on the top of the vehicle, but your linkage being stretched, it's not completely in park. At the transmission.
And that ties in with something else I noticed. Occasionally what I'll do is I'll grab the shifter and I'll just wiggle it a little back and forth, not shifting it all the way down, you know, by going to the on position, and then try cranking it again, and it'll start.
Yep, that's what it said.
Very flaky. Okay, so that's something that can be adjusted?
Sometimes it can be adjusted. Other times it has to be replaced because of the stretching of it, but usually it can be adjusted, yes.
Oh, okay. It's like a bicycle cable.
Correct.
Yep. Okay, good. Is that something I have my work done usually at Sharing Cross, Darren over there?
Well, if Darren's been working on your Volvo, then he probably can handle that, yes.
Yeah, he's done other things. He just told me if it's anything electronic, any of the German, European cars, he doesn't handle that because he doesn't have the equipment for it.
Right. He probably can handle this, yes.
Okay, good. I'll give him a ring on that. Thank you.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yep, take care. Bye-bye.
See you, Jim.
Yeah.
All right, phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. My name is Dave Serio. We're here Saturday mornings 10 to 11 right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Look forward to talking to you. We'll be back in just a few moments right after Fox News and, of course, out here at Talk Radio.
Well, why did you pick West Virginia?
I don't know. It was just the first exotic place that popped into my head.
Well, then, where are you from?
Isn't the accent obvious?
You mean you're from...
Yugoslavia.
Hey, this is a fascinating story, really, and I mean that. But... in the interest of time, what the hell is the case?
Your Honor, the Wheelers were arrested for selling food without a license.
We had no idea you needed a license to sell food, Your Honor.
It's not that way in Sarajevo.
No, I'll bet it's not.
We sold all our earthly possessions just to start this business, Your Honor.
The pickup truck, all the livestock.
Granny even wanted us to sell her wheelchair, but Bob wouldn't hear of it.
Well, it isn't really a wheelchair.
It isn't.
No, sir. We strapped her Barco lounger to a furniture dolly.
Stop the world, I want to get off.
Okay, let me get this straight. You sold everything that you own in the world except the Barco lounger, and then you went out and bought a restaurant.
No, sir. A hot dog cart.
You sold everything you owned for a hot dog cart?
Yes. It was a dream come true.
However, our good fortune soon took a turn for the worse.
Here it comes.
As the officer was arresting us, the storm hit.
And a really large wind came. You had that big umbrella up, and it
scooped up our weenie wagon, yes. Up. Up. Up it went.
Until it was nothing more than a teeny weeny tiny little dot in the sky.
And then it was gone.
Well, thank God no one was hurt.
Yeah. Everything turned out fine with Granny, too.
Oh, the one in the wheelchair?
Hmm.
What was she doing?
Oh, about 80, 85.
The original cast of Night Court, and the voice that you may have heard, of course, from the Mr. Wheeler, for all you Star Trek The Next Generation fans, that was Brent Spiner, who played Data. Night Court, I love that show. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's go to the line. Who do we have here, sir?
This is Bruce from Key Mall.
Hey, Bruce. Nice to talk to you, sir. How are you today?
Doing okay.
Good.
Got an issue. I acquired a 1984 F-350 Ford pickup from my father-in-law. It's got like only 33,000 miles on it.
Okay.
It was in a garage for a couple of years. We did get it started. I actually drove it 60 miles to get to the house. And then since then, we've driven it around a couple of times.
All
and
right.
then it's a manual. And one of the times my son got in to drive it, it was in third gear by accident, and
okay.
we stalled it. And we have not been able to get it started since.
All right. Does it crank? Meaning, does it go knee?
Yep.
Okay.
It cranks. I checked the spark plug. It's got the spark. Looks like it's getting gas. And I don't know. I'm perplexed.
It's got to be one of the two missing, spark or fuel in most cases. It could be related to possibly a crank sensor. Back then, that was one of the problems they had with those guys. Of course, you've got, is it a single tank or a dual tank? Do you know?
It's a dual tank. I know
okay.
it's getting gas.
Okay. How do you know it's getting gas?
Because I can see it in the throat.
Okay, so you're seeing in the throat. Is this a carbureted vehicle or fuel or
yeah,
throttle body?
Yeah, it's a 351 two barrel.
Okay.
And actually, I also sprayed some starter fluid in it
right.
to see if that would get it, but it just cranks like it's not even catching. I mean, it's not even like coughing or even trying to start.
Well,
I mean, it just cranks and cranks and cranks.
Okay, if you have sprayed carburetor spray in the throttle in the carburetor and it still won't start, then that could mean that you're a lack of spark, okay? Because if you had spark and you were missing fuel, then it could be a situation where the carburetor spray would start it. So I think you have
even if I saw a spark, because I did take the
yeah.
spark plug out and I you know laid it against the block and I could see a spark. Could it be a weak spark?
Yes, it could be.
Okay, and it would go just like that because it seemed like it worked just fine and then stopped all of a sudden.
Yep, so I think you've got a spark problem. Maybe if it's a carbureted vehicle, it could be a distributor. It could be the module in the distributor. They're very prevalent in that era. that could be causing that. So I think you have a lack of spark problem because it won't start with the now, it could be a carburetor problem too. Unfortunately, carburetors can cause these kind of problems too. But I would think if you sprayed actual carburetor spray in there and it still didn't start, I think you have a spark problem and it probably is related to a module.
Great. Okay. 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 Very good. I appreciate your help.
No problem at all. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hopefully this is Mr. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Am I correct?
No, this is Jose.
Hey!
From Dynamic Automotive.
You beat Craig in. I'm telling you, he's going to be so upset. He's going to think, well, what the heck happened? I know he's been trying to call. But good to have you here, Mr. Jose. How are you?
Doing well on this hot day.
Oh, it is unbelievable. You guys are suffering through it. I know that. And I know it's got to be causing some car damage, too.
Absolutely. You know, we've been seeing a rash of overheats and, you know, quite a few customers coming in that their air conditioning's just not up to the task right now. And, you know, we've been cleaning condensers and radiators from the buildup, and, you know, it's making a huge difference on a lot of them, both with the running a little hotter and also the air conditioner not performing quite as well as it should.
Well, you know, the fact is that when you're dealing with air conditioning systems, they can only get them down, you know, maybe 30 degrees lower than ambient temperature, and that's 70. Okay, when you're at 100. So people are expecting to be colder than that. But boy, when you get to 100 and 100% humidity, you should just be thankful that you're getting the sweat off your brow.
You're absolutely right on that one. It's really hard to keep it comfortable when it's just hot out, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Overcome it, yeah. And, of course, to the give some helpful hints, Todd, on the recirculation button that a lot of vehicles have. This is a good time to use that properly.
Absolutely. So with the recirc button, you know, what we're doing now is we're pulling the inside cabin air, which is already cooled down, much cooler than the outside air, and then we're going to cool it down more. So we're just going to keep using that air in a circular motion rather than pulling in outside air and trying to cool that down. It's a lot easier to bring 70-degree temperature down to 60 than it is 100-degree temperature down to 60. So we're going to keep cooling that air down and get it more comfortable.
Exactly. When we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit more about that and also some of the other things that are going on in the shop, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Okey-doke.
Okay, Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive, we're going to put them on hold, and we'll be back in just a few moments, folks, after these important messages.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail, 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, that coffee perking as another day's begun. Jump into my car and I'm off to work again. Hold on to that old expressway and all that I got to say.
We have Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. That pretty much describes my way to work every single morning. There we go. I just like that, Mr. Jose.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes, I mean, that's, hey, I love that because it goes straight from craziness to just back to normal, you know, in just a split second.
Yeah, that describes most everyone's life.
that must be, that's Interstate 270 to a T.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yeah. You got that right.
All right, so we got Craig Shipp holding on. You know, we got to hurry up and get this done because Craig is so impatient. You know what I mean?
Yep, I understand. Yeah, we got to give Craig his turn.
All right, so Todd, tell us a little bit more about air conditioning in this kind of temperatures.
Well, I mean, it's just they're working them to the max right now with these 100-degree days.
Right.
You know, it's really, really working these air conditioners hard.
If people have a recirculate button, when is the best time to put that on?
Well, you want to get the air cool in the car first off. I mean, a lot of times what we do is, you know, we roll the windows down, turn it up on max, blow that hot air out real quick, close the windows up, you know, let it bring it down just a little bit, and then switch it over to recirculate pretty quickly. That way it starts cooling down that inside air even cooler.
Gotcha.
You know, that's about the only tip I have as far as to recirculate. Mine just lives in that position most of the time.
Pretty much.
I don't like to be hot.
Yeah.
Well,
Dave, when I went to school on AC at GM, they taught us that once you hit that recirc button, it's pulling 80% of the interior air through that recirc panel, which,
right,
you know, opens up and it sounds like a bit of a wind tunnel,
right,
inside on the, usually on the passenger floor is where you hear that door open up.
Right.
20% of the air coming in is coming from the outside. So you always have a percentage of fresh air entering the car, but it is cooling exponentially now on recirc, you know, compared to just having it cool the outside air on normal. So like Todd was saying, I let mine live on recirc on these dog days of summer.
Well, the key thing is the humidity, because if the air conditioning system has to work harder getting all the humidity out of that air coming from the outside where it's already done that on the inside air.
Absolutely. You're making another good point. Your evaporator is working a lot harder cleaning up that outside air than it would cleaning up the inside air, which has already been through the system once or twice.
Exactly. Very good. All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on with Dynamic Automotive. You got your car show coming up soon.
Coming up August 4th, the car show will be happening at the Urbana location. That's 8824 Urbana Church Road, Frederick, Maryland, right off of 270. All of the proceeds that we receive from donations on that day will be going to Second Chances Garage. They're our sister station here in Frederick County. John Frawley and the gang over there do a great job serving our community with vehicles for the needy.
And
so
that is a key thing.
Will go to that nonprofit.
See, a lot of nonprofits, as you know, when you donate a car, all that does, the car goes to the auction, they take the money from that, and away you go. But these people that you're talking about, Second Chance, actually put the cars that they get donated to, a lot of them go right into the hands of the people who need them.
Yes, and you know, it's a great cause that we have been heavily involved with them for a couple of years. Just recently, they gave away their 200th automobile.
Great.
Which was just a week ago. So my hat's off to that organization.
Very good. So your car show's in 2 weeks. It's on a Sunday, and it's going to be a great show as always. We're praying for great weather, and you can usually get 100-plus automobiles there, all types, exotics. You've got, you know, your classics. You've got your, you know, hot rods. You've got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, last year we even had a fully restored tractor trailer. I think it was a Diamond Rio.
Huh.
Really cool. We'll have a few motorcycles on site also.
Good.
It's just a great time, and of course, we'll have really good food.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the other three stores you have, too.
So if you need service here in the Liberty Town area, please give Todd or myself a call here at Liberty Town at 301-694-6250. We are located at 11931 Main Street, Liberty Town, Maryland. We're open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday. Our original location is in New Market. They have the same hours. Their phone number there is 301-694-5460. You'll talk to Sarah or my partner Lee at that location. And our largest location is right off of Route 270, where we're going to have the car show. Their phone number is 301-874-8833. The Urbana Shop boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert absolutely swears by. And our final location, which is right off of 15 in Frederick, 11 Bike Court is where that location is. 11 Bike Court, Frederick, Maryland. Big Bobby Allen handles that location. Their hours are Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and they do a lot of fleet work, and they do a lot of off-road modifications for Jeeps at that location. So see Big Bobby Allen at that location. I'm sure he can fix your Jeep up. And if you mention Dave Serio and the show You Ought to Know, we will give you a 10% discount off of parts and labor on any service or repair you had done on your vehicle.
And that's any one of the four locations. Just mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know. 10% off the top, parts and labor, and all you have to do is mention my name. So it works out great. And those Jeep modifications, that's a big deal nowadays.
Yes, that's really the hot deal. You're right.
Wranglers, and, yep.
Yeah, Wranglers, Rubicons, we do a few Cherokees also.
Sure.
And we also do it to other vehicles too.
All right, well, I got to leave time for Craig, or I'll, you know, we want to definitely do that. Hey guys, it's always a pleasure having the dynamic duo on the radio, Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. We appreciate you guys, and you can find out more information about their business on the web at dynamicautomotive.net. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And have yourself a cool day. Stay hydrated.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
You do the same, Dave.
See ya. All right. We got those guys out. We've got Craig Shipp from Frederick.com on the line. Hey, Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Of course, you saved the best for last. You're an engineering genius.
Yes, sir. We got about 3 minutes. So tell us what's going on in the counties of Frederick and Washington County, mister.
Well, you know, it's all about operating efficiently. So I just shared the video from last year's car show at Dynamic Automotive. I just shared it on the Frederick County Facebook page.
Great.
Giving folks the heads up that August 4th is this year's show.
Great.
So now they're going to be able to watch that video and see what it's all like. And I'm going to share it onto my page here in a little while, too, on
okay.
my personal page.
Great.
But that's how we do things around here. So now, coming up, we've got a bunch of events. We've got today, we've got Dublin Roasters is having an event at 8 p.m. There's a free movie night starting at 8:30 p.m. tonight at Adventure Park USA, and it'll cool off by then.
So oh, sure.
People will be good to go.
Take your blanket. Yep.
And then tomorrow there is a car show at Rocky Ridge Volunteer Fire Department, 17th annual car show. Tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. And then we've got on the 22nd, we've got some kind of a ribbon cutting or some event. Again, I'm reading all these off so folks can go and take a look. If you're driving down the road, don't worry about it. Just go to facebook.com/Frederick County.
I still have my trophy from Rocky Ridge a number of years ago. Love that show.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
Then, of course, we mentioned Touch a Truck before on July 25th. So I think that's Thursday, this Thursday coming up, I
yep.
believe. Touch a Truck event at Adventure Park starting at 4 o'clock. Let's see. We've got a handgun qualification license thing going on the 27th. Distinguished Young Women of Maryland is having an event on the 27th. Paint night on the 29th, again at Adventure Park. They're smart folks. They're getting their events in here.
Yep.
We've got on also on the 29th, Old Line Bluegrass Mondays at the Blue Side. So if folks are bluegrass fans, which I am, that they've got a thing going on at the Blue Side in downtown Frederick. And then August 3rd, we've got the Frederick Wine Festival coming up. That's a huge event at Carroll Creek. Carroll Creek is gorgeous. They've really done a great job. The next thing, August 4th, is the 11th annual car show, Dynamic Automotive, right here. So,
there
you go. That's how that all works.
Go to facebook.com/Frederick County, and all that information is right on there. And if you've got an event, make sure you get it on there so Craig can talk about it.
Yeah, and send me an email to craig@frederick.com or news@frederick.com if you have any questions at all, and we'll get in touch and we'll make sure that you can get your event on there.
Glad we saved the best for last. Thanks so much for joining us, Craig. We appreciate it very much, buddy.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Greg Shipp from Frederick.com. Thanks, guy. All right. That's all the time we have. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Look forward again talking to you next Saturday morning. I'm Dave Serio. You've been listening to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Bye-bye.